This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Dutch doctor and the internet are making sure Americans have access to abortion pills. A group called Aid Access, an online-only service run by Dr. Rebecca Gompertz, began shipping abortion pills to people in the U.S. 4 years ago. Aid Access is a little-known European medical team that's poised to become one of the most important groups in the shifting landscape of U.S. abortion bans. There are 4 doctors and 10 medical staff members. Opponents of abortion rights have so far largely found themselves powerless to stop Aid Access from mailing abortion pills even to the most conservative corners of the country. That has transformed Aid Access nearly overnight from an obscure overseas group into an essential part of the effort to keep abortion accessible nationwide. It's the only clinically supported service that mails to states where telehealth for abortion is banned. Dr. Gompertz, who founded Aid Access in 2018, said she has no intention of changing her work now that the Supreme Court has overruled Roe v. Wade. Aid Access has been receiving 4,000 requests a day since Roe v. Wade was overturned, she said, up from 600 or 700 a day previously. Orders from Texas have tripled in the weeks since the Supreme Court decision, after Texas banned abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The steps are relatively straightforward. Potential patients visit the Aid Access website at aidaccess.org and answer a series of questions, including how long they've been pregnant and whether anyone is forcing them to seek an abortion. The medical team reviews the answers and may write prescriptions that get sent to pharmacies. Pills might come from India, a process that could take a couple weeks. Gompertz said the organization is prioritizing people who are pregnant over those who want to stock pills for the future. A medication abortion generally involves 5 pills of 2 different drugs. Women take 1 pill of one drug, followed by a day or two later, 4 pills of another drug. The pills became easier to obtain during the pandemic when the government allowed patients to get them without visiting clinics in person. Medication abortions accounted for 54% of U.S. abortions in 2020. That's up from 24% in 2011. About 96% of patients who used abortion pills from Aid Access reported successfully ending their pregnancies without surgical intervention, and there were no reported deaths. In their first concert in over a decade, rock rap renegades Rage Against the Machine decried the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and end the federal constitutional right to an abortion. Members of the band, which long has been known for its anti-authority stance and its music's political messages, did not give impassioned speeches on the first stop of their reunion tour, but singer Zach De La Roca and his crew simply rocked while a giant screen behind them did the talking. Rage Against the Machine frontman De La Roca repeatedly screamed freedom while a video screen flashed statements about gun violence, black maternal mortality, and abortion access. The screen posted messages saying, "Forced birth in a country that is the only wealthy country in the world without any guaranteed paid parental leave at the national level," and "Forced birth in a country where black birth givers experience maternal mortality 2 to 3 times higher than that of white birth givers," and "Forced birth in a country where gun violence is the number one cause of death among children and teenagers," and its final message, which was brief but clear, "Abort the Supreme Court." Many audience members erupted into cheers. Rage Against the Machine guitarist Tom Morello also wore a shirt that read, "I Heart CRT," a reference to critical race theory, an educational lens that incorporates the history of racism and inequality into American history lessons. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.